You've reached the right place, a destination called Soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Listen, listen, listen. Hear us now. Hear us now. We ask you, now listen.
You're listening to a bowl of soul.
Ooh, ooh,
what you wanna be,
responsibility.
And every man is free.
And you're a million miles from reality.
A bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And I just wanted to play for you Cloud Nine. You can be what you want to be on Cloud Nine. And you know, there's been a lot going on in the past over 72 hours here in the United States, in the world. There's been a lot of political strife between the nomination for the United States presidency, the election coming up in November between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, who is to be expected to be nominated for the Republican Party. And let me tell you, that's coming with its own strife. And then behind that, the two killings. And this is right on the heels of the massacre in Orlando, down in Florida, of 49 victims. Now we turn and we have two shootings of unarmed men, black men, one in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Alton Sterling, and then the killing in Minnesota of Mr. Philando Castile. And then behind that was the killing of members of the Dallas Police Force. And now we also have, which was breaking news, 70 people were killed so far in Nice, France. That means the world is in an upheaval. And there is time for us to build, meaning to come together. But that doesn't mean we don't address the social ills that are plaguing the world. Coming up next here on A Bowl of Soul, UNITY. And she was celebrated recently as being one of the greatest female hip-hop rappers of all time. Miss Queen Latifah. Here on A Bowl of Soul.
This is your man, Jay Mose, and y'all listening to soul music at its best. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Ah.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
UNITY, that's a unity. UNITY. the pitch.
Brother, call a girl a bitch or a hoe. Trying to make a sister feel low. You know all of that got to go. Now everybody knows there's exceptions to this rule. I don't be getting mad when we playing, it's cool. But don't you be calling me out my name. I bring crap to those who disrespect me like a dame. That's why I'm talking. One day I was walking down a block. I had my cutoff shorts on right because it was crazy hot. I walked past these dudes when they passed me. One of them felt my booty, he was nasty. Yeah. I turned around red, somebody was catching the rat. Then the little one said,
yeah, me, bitch.
And laughed. Since he was with his boys, he tried to break the fly. I punched him dead in his eyes.
Who you crawling with,
bitch? U-N-I-G-Y. You gotta let him know.
U-N-I-G-Y.
That's come on, here we go.
Right.
And take it out on me, but that's about enough. You put your hands on me again, I put your ass in handcuffs. I guess I fell so deep in love, I grew dependency. I was too blind to see just how it was affecting me. All that I knew is you was all the man I had. And I was scared to let you go, even though you treated me bad. But I don't want to see my kids see me getting beat down by daddy smacking mommy all around. You say I'm nothing without you, but I'm nothing with you. A man don't really love you if he hits you.
Yeah.
This is my notice to the zoo, I'm not taking it no more. I'm not your personal whore, that's not what I'm here for. Ain't nothing good gon' come to you till you do right by me. Brother, you ain't
sick. Who you calling a bitch?
U-N-I-G-Y. A gangster bitch, now that you saw Apache's video, I saw you wildin', acting like a fool. I peeped you out the window, jumping girls after school. But where did all of this come from? A minute ago, you was a nerd, and nobody ever heard of you. Now you a wannabe. You barely know your ABC. Please, there's plenty of people out there with triggers ready to pull it. Why you trying to jump in front of the bullet, young lady? And real bad girls are the silent type. Ain't none of this work getting your face sliced. Cause that's what happened to your homegirl, right?
Walking with no
she got to wear that for life. Who you calling a bitch?
U-N-I-T-Y.
Coming from 1994, Queen Latifah talking about U-N-I-T-Y off of the Black Rain album. This single was released on January 6, 1994. And, you know, basically Queen Latifah was speaking again to the social ills, meaning amongst us as women, not only black women, just women in general, where she was speaking out against the disrespect of women in society, addressing issues of street harassment, domestic violence, and slurs against women in general, not just hip-hop culture, you know. And part of, you know, a lot that's going on is people are feeling disrespected, meaning disrespected for who they are, whether they're female, whether they're gay, whether they are white, whether they are homeless, all around disrespect, you know. But we have to unify. We need to understand that all of us have been made unique. We are all different, but we are all God's children. Coming up next, we got a classic here from the late great, I'm still trying to get over it, Prince Rogers. he was doing a rap with Professor Gates here on A Bowl of Soul called Dear Mr. Man.
I want to send a heartfelt thanks to my dear brother Prince. He shows deep love and I embrace it. He is the artistic genius in our midst. He is a musical artist among us. Raise your Socratic questions to the system. Bear witness to justice against the system. Be true to who you are and be true to the grand vision that keeps track of the least of these. Break it down, Brother Prince.
What's wrong with the world today? Things just got to get better. Show me what the leaders say. Maybe we should write a letter. Said, dear Mr. Man, we don't understand why poor people keep struggling, but you don't lend a helping hand. Matthew 5:5 say, the meek shall inherit the earth. We wanna be down that way, but you've been tripping since the day of your birth. Who says that to kill is a sin? It started every single war that your people been in. Who says that water is a precious commodity? Then dropped a big old black oil set in the deep blue sea. Who told me, Mr. Man, that working around the clock will buy me a big house in the hood, cigarette ads on every block? Who told me, Mr. Man, that I got a right to moan? How about this big old hole in the ozone? What's wrong?
What's wrong
with the world today?
With the world today,
things just got to get better. Dear Mr. Man, we don't understand. Maybe we should write a letter.
Mercy, mercy me, we got a crisis in our ecology. A system of legalized bribery, normalized corruption, leadership of bona fide mediocrity and certified mendacity. What we gon' do?
Listen, ain't no sense in voting. Same song with a different name. Might not be in the back of the bus, but it sure feels just the same. Ain't nothing fair about welfare. Ain't no assistance in aid.
No.
Ain't nothing affirmative about your actions till the people get paid. Your 1,000 years are up. Now you got to share the land. Section 1, the 14th Amendment says, no state shall deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without the process of law. Mr. Man, we want to end this letter with 3 words. We tired of y'all.
We tired of y'all spying on fellow citizens. Tired of y'all lying to justify war. We tired of y'all torturing innocent people. Let us not forget Matthew 25. Keep track of the least of these, the most vulnerable among us. They are precious too.
Giving you some soul from Prince, talking about Dear Mr. Man from his Musicology album from 2004. Just speaking to the plight of the black man and speaking to the plight of the poor. And you know what? If you dig these lyrics are deep. You know, what's wrong with the world today? Things just got to get better. Dear Mr. Man, we don't understand. Maybe we should write a letter. Yeah, so look. And check out this lyric. Who told me, Mr. Man, that working round the clock would buy me a big house in the hood? Cigarette ads on every block. Who told me, Mr. Man, that I got a right to moan? How about this big old hole in the ozone? You're not only speaking to quality of life with housing and job situation, we're talking about nature, the earth, the eroding of the ozone, the destroying of your health from chemicals, this chemicals found in cigarettes, and destruction of water, which is a precious commodity, yet and still we pollute the very water we drink every day. And this is Ebola Soul. This is Professor T. Love coming at you here on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm, here on Fridays at 6 p.m. And I want to thank Mr. Gary Null for having Ebola Soul on almost 5 years here on the Progressive Radio Network, definitely. And you know, we also went over the 100,000 downloads mark. I just want to give a big up to all the listeners that have been supporting and loving on A Bowl of Soul. Coming up next, we got a classic from Sly and the Family Stone, talking about Don't Call Me Nigga, Whitey. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul. A mixed stool of soul music, yeah.
I'm
Single, Don't Call Me Nigga, Whitey, was on the fourth studio album by soul funk band Sly and the Family Stone, and that album came out on May 3rd, 1969. And you know, again, that song was speaking to the issues of the time, because you know, in the days during the civil rights movement, even prior to that, most time black people referred to as nigga, and we referred to white people as whitey. And I like that song because really you can hear what's going on there, and it's putting that funk in there, but it's also bringing out the attitude in terms of saying, you know what, I stand for myself. Don't call me nigga, whitey, and whitey, don't call me nigga. You understand what I'm saying? And nigga, don't call me whitey. And this is a bowl of soul. And you know what? You need to know why you need to listen to a bowl of soul.
Music from the 50s. A little bit of the 60s. Thrown in with some of the 70s. Mix well with the 80s. Bring to boil with the 90s. And just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for a bowl of soul.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
I'm house is that the rhyme designed to fill your mind. Now that you realize the prize arrives, we got the pump to start to make it tough. From the heart, it's a start, a work of art to revolutionize, make a change, something strange. People, people, we are the same. No, we're not the same, cause we don't know the game. What we need is awareness, we can't get careless. You say, what is this? Yeah. Oh, beloved, let's get down to business. Mental self-defense of fitness. The rest is show.
You got to go with what you know.
To make everybody see. In order to fight the power that be. Fight the power. 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 Fight the power.
Okay, talk to me about the future of Public Enemy.
Future of Public Enemy.
Hey, you know, I had to play Fight the Power by Public Enemy, which came out in June 1989. It was off the soundtrack of Spike Lee's movie Do the Right Thing. And you know, that song was speaking to the tension that was going on between African Americans and society and the system, meaning fight the power means to fight the system, break the system down. It's not enough to try to deal with people that are on the front lines that protect the system. It is necessary to break and crush the system. And this is a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And coming up next, we gonna play Miss Beyoncé's Formation. This song was deep. You know, you have to listen to it, you have to watch the video, you got to understand, because what she's doing is like playing a tape of all the things that have happened in this country, even in the present, to African Americans, starting from Katrina on down. And this is a bowl of soul.
Hi, this is John Kerry. And if you love old school music and new R&B, you pick the best. A bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
What happened at the New Orleans?
A bowl of soul.
Soul.
Bitch, I'm back. I'm popular the man.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. Sauce in my bag. Swag.
Ooh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I like that.
I did not come to play with you hoes. I came to slay, bitch. I like cornbreads and collard greens, bitch. Oh, yes. You best to believe it.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. Sauce in my bag, swag. I see it, I want it. Always stay gracious. Best revenge is your paper.
Girl, I'm hearing some thunder.
Golly, look at that water, boy. Ooh, Lord.
You know what? That is the new Black Power song. Believe it or not, for this time, for the Black Lives Matter movement formation, talking about, you know, got that hot sauce swag. I love it. You know, being proud to be black. She talked about your features, being proud to be black, not trying to change who you are, and talking about the hope and the dream of being whatever you want to be. This is A Bowl of Soul, and that was Miss Beyonce talking about, you know what, you better get into formation. Coming up next, another politically charged song if you listen to the lyrics. There, but for the grace of God, go I. From Machine, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
from 1979. There but for the grace of God go I. And you know, that song was pretty deep. That was a message song coming out of the disco era. And you know, the song really is about two parents who move out of the Bronx to protect their baby daughter. And in their new surroundings, their daughter is cut off from her own heritage and becomes self-destructive from her parents just keeping her out of, trying to keep, do their best to keep her out of harm's way. And when their daughter grows up, her parents find that she is the type of person from whom all their peers are trying to protect their own children. And it ends with the mother's conclusion that too much love is worse than none at all. You know what? This song was reached number 77 on the Billboard Hot 100. But this song was on fire in 1979 because it was number 8 on the Hot Dance Club Play. I didn't know that one of the members of Machine was August Darnell, who was in Dr. Buzzard's original Savannah Band and Kid Creole and the Coconuts. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, we're going to hear from Mr. KRS-One from Boogie Down Productions, talking about That's the Sound of the Police. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, this is John Kerry, and if you love old school music and new R&B, you pick the best. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Whoop, whoop, that's the sound of the police. Whoop, whoop, that's the sound of the beast. Whoop, whoop, that's the sound of the police.
You're listening to
that's
a soul.
That's the sound of the beast. Whoop, whoop, that's the sound of the police. Whoop, whoop, that's the sound of the beast. Whoop, whoop, that's the sound of the police. Whoop, whoop, that's the sound of the beast.
Wicked overseer, you hotshot, wanna get props and be a savior. First show a little respect, change your behavior, change your attitude, change your plan. There could never really be justice or stolen land. Are you really for peace and equality? Or with my cars hooked up, you know you wanna follow me. Your laws are minimal, cause you won't even think about looking at the real criminal. This has got to cease, cause we be getting hyped to the sound of the police. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the police. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the beast. Now here's a little truth. Open up your eye while you're checking out the boombox. Check the exercise. Check the word overseer. Like a sample. Repeat it very quickly in a true for example. Overseer. 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 Officer. 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 Yeah, officer from overseer. You need a little clarity. Check the similarity. The overseer rode around the plantation. It's on patrol in our nation. The overseer could stop you what you're doing. The officer will pull you over just when he's pursuing. The overseer had the right to get ill. And if you're fought back, the overseer had the right to kill. The officer has the right to arrest. And if you fight back, they put a hole in your chest. They both ride horses. After 400 years, I've got no choices. The police don't have a nickel gun. So when I'm on the streets, I walk around with a bigger one. I hear it all day. Can run the light and be upon their way.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the police.
Whoop, whoop.
That's the sound of the beast.
Whoop, whoop.
That's the sound of the police.
Whoop, whoop.
That's the sound of the beast.
Check out the message in a rough style. The real criminal on the COP. You check for undercover anyone. But just got me a black man, they won't check me. They check out me, y'all, for it shine like the sun. But them jealous of them vexed, gotta get a board one. Black people still slaves up to today. But the black police officer, let's see it that way. He wants a salary, he wants it. So it put on
police. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the beast. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the police. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the beast.
Yeah, this is coming from KRS-One, formerly known with Boogie Down Production DJ Scott LaRock. And you know, the song came out December 6, 1993. Again, speaking to the situation in which in our neighborhood, especially black community, we always heard that whoop, whoop. We knew that was the police, and we know something was going down. You know what I'm saying? And basically, he spoke out on that, you know, spoke out on the heavy abuse of African Americans in the community by the police. And, you know, as, you know, we deal with these situations where we had two killings of two individuals who were unarmed by the police, one in Louisiana and one in Minnesota. But then we also had a killing of police officers in Dallas, the Dallas police, members of the Dallas police force. And I don't condone killing anyone, whether it's the police killing somebody that is unarmed or people killing the police just for the sake of killing the police. And this is where we've come. We've come to a crossroads here. And not only that, but just dealing with how we deal with each other. And just the fact that the amount of gun violence, whether it's by the police or within the community against each other, is just too much to withstand. Coming up next, I'm going to play We People Who Are Darker Than Blue by the legendary Mr. Curtis Mayfield. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
We people who are darker than blue, don't let us hang around this town and let what others say come true. We're just good for nothing, they all figure. A boy's grown up shiftless jitter. Now we can't hardly stand for that. Or is that really where it's at? We people who are darker than the blue, we got no time for segregating. Let's talk about brown and yellow too. Hi, yellow girl, can't you tell? You're just the surface of our dark deep well. If your mind could really see, you'd know your color, same as me. Pardon me, brother, as you stand in your glory. I know you won't mind if I tell the whole story.
Thank you.
is even better yet. But there's the joker in the street, loving one brother and killing the other. When the time comes and we are really free, there'll be no brothers left, you see. We people who are dark up and blue, don't let us hang around this town and let what others say come true. We're just good for nothing, they all figure. A boy shown up shiftless jitter. Now we can't hardly stand for that. Or is that really where it's at? Pardon me, brother, as you stand in your glory. I know you won't mind if I tell the whole story. Pardon me, brother, I know we've come a long, long way, but let us not be so satisfied, for tomorrow can be an even brighter day.
That was the legendary Mr. Curtis Mayfield, We People Who Are Darker Than Blue. I'm going to leave you with Unity from the Sounds of Blackness. And remember, we are our brother's keeper, but we also must address inequity, injustice, anywhere and everywhere. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And here is the Sounds of Blackness.
I heard them say there was a dream. There was a dream for unity. We need unity everywhere we go.
is A Bowl of Soul. Remember, we are our brother's keeper. Make sure you catch up with A Bowl of Soul by emailing me at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. Also, check out A Bowl of Soul on abowlofsoul.libsyn.com. And make sure you go to the archives here on the Progressive Radio Network's website, www.prn.fm. Just look for A Bowl of Soul. This is Professor T. Love, and I will be back next week to give you some new music, some classic soul, and we celebrate the memory of the legendary Quiet Storm man himself, who passed away, Mr. Vaughn Harper, who left a mad serious legacy and who was my idol as well as Frankie Crocker, giving me a love for a mixed stew of soul music. And you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.